Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, pipe up, bro.
How'd you get home, space?
The Big and Lazy podcast. That was song of the day.
Yes, sir.
I got my homie, Lazy.
Good boy, Lazy.
And we got Swizzle, man.
Swizzle P, you already know what it is.
Man, tell them what that was, man.
That was a Free Thug. That was a song that I just did. You know, some of my Rager vibes. Y'all know how I get.
Yeah, you was challenging inner Uzi Vert.
Yeah, man. I want to see like water going and all that. I want to see it going crazy in there.
When he gets off the molly, he try to turn this into a mosh pit. Like,
I can't fuck with
he takes
the
his
molly,
shirt
man.
Off and I'm like, we holding down the water. But that song of the day, man.
I definitely can see how that music gets off on the molly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Where can they find that?
That's what I'm saying.
They can find that. Well, it's actually not out yet. And I'm tripping.
Big and Lazy. Ooh. Exclusive, man.
Yeah. That's like the third or fourth one, man.
Why you
Big
naming it Free Thug?
Because I ain't know what else to say, and I was just sitting in there. He was like, "What you want to name it?" I was like, "Free Thug,
Free Slime." Like,
I was scrolling on Instagram and I seen Thug, and I was like, "I seen the comments said Free Thug." I was like, "Free Thug."
Yeah, it's definitely catchy though, bro. Mm-hmm. So, can you say that's how your style is, or it's just one of many styles you can fuck with?
One of many for sure.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell them where they can find it, man.
You can find my music on all platforms anywhere. SWIXXLE. And Taylor Swift might pop up. I don't know why they call it T-Swizzle. But SWIXXLE, and I'm going to pop up. Only me and Taylor.
That's a bet.
Appreciate that, man.
Real talk, man. Y'all go check it out, man.
Go download that.
Support is free. Support is free.
It absolutely is.
Okay. So, yeah, the poor shit a woman or a female ever done around me. I'm not going to say a woman. Female. So, we pull up to the liquor store. I'm like, what you want out here? I'm like, nothing. Just give me a pack of Swishers and maybe something, you know, woo-woo-woo. So I reach in my wallet about to pay for this shit. She said, nah, that's on me. So she proceeds to dig through my goddamn change, bro. Like,
saying it's on her?
Yeah, saying it's on me. She said, woo-woo-woo. I'm short a little bit. Took about $2-3 and took all my damn change. I got it. Don't worry. This is my fucking money. This is my shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. That shit was wild.
That's wild.
It is.
Man, the poorest thing I ever seen a female do around me, and it was family, man. She tricked me. We went into the store.
Uh-oh.
And Burlington's, and I knew she was known for, you know, stealing.
Yeah.
And shit, she went to work. She was like, cuz, anybody looking? I said, cuz, you said you weren't ready to be on that. She was like, I'm not. Man, anybody looking, cuz? Nope. Went to work. I was like, oh, shit.
Did they get caught?
Nah, man. Then we get in the car. She was like, yeah, I pay all my drivers. Like, bitch, you about to get the fuck out ASAP, bitch. What the fuck you talking about? I hate that type of shit, bro. My girl's in the car waiting on us, but I'm like, you feel me? I want to go to Burlington's, get the kids some stuff. I get your kids some stuff, too. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, we just picked up from work anyway. She went and got down. That's when I seen that shit's a job, like.
Yeah,
boosting is a job, and it's falling off.
Yeah,
once they charging the same price to motherfucking the store's charging, it's a wrap. I'm not.
Do y'all take afterpay?
Do I fuck with Afterpay?
No, I'm saying, do they take Afterpay? Like, I'm just gonna get it from the fucking store if I gotta pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy,
man.
So, are you single? Are you divorced? Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You divorced?
Nah, I ain't divorced.
Damn,
I ain't getting married. Nah. But yeah, I'm single.
That's what's up, man.
So, what's it like dating in with your generation? Like, I'll be 33 this year. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm married. So it's a different. I literally come from a different time now. Like,
it's like, man, you just, it ain't no trust out here with nothing.
It ain't, bro.
It is sad because it's like you get with somebody and you just know y'all bullshit.
Right.
Well, it ain't me anyway. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, it's like I can't even. I be having my guards up, so it's to where I sabotage some shit just to guard my feelings. And for me to say that, then who knows what the next person do, how a female do. But I've been on the other end of the, I've been the nigga that get called, you feel me, why they got a nigga. And I had to stop playing that because niggas will kill you over that girl. You feel
man,
me?
Nigga, yeah. Lay you out of the female. You know what I'm
saying? Lito said niggas will shoot you bad a bitch but let you own.
Come on, man. That was deep. So you had to learn that wasn't player. But I've always been that dude. Mm-hmm. A lot of my fallouts with people have been over females. Never nothing in the streets. Never nothing flaw out and did. It's always been over a female.
Damn. Why you think that is, though? Like,
I'm just, bro.
Why you think niggas are so sensitive over their women? And it's like, you know what type of woman you got, man. Like, most of these
that part.
Maybe they don't. Like, you say ain't nobody out here. Like, it ain't no loyalty, no trust. Like, because I'm 34. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to be like, I'm fucking this nigga's bitch. I'm fucking with this nigga. That ain't cool, bro. That's not.
Kid
that. Yeah, bro. I didn't. But like you said, every problem I had, bro, relates back to a woman, bro. Like, I don't bother nobody. I smoke my weed, go to work. Yeah. Every problem I had comes back to, if it ain't directly about a woman, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, that's crazy. Why a lot of niggas is dead, man. Like,
money and women.
That's a ruthless game that you're playing if you fucking with some. But like I just said though, if you ain't married, like you just said, little bro, like shit, I know we bullshitting. Mm-hmm. I meet a female, I know I'm, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got married, because I had that feeling. Yeah. Like, I know this shit ain't like nothing. Like, this is just a nut. This is just a whoopty whoop.
Feel me?
And then you got somebody, like, one thing I always say is like, I can't speak on everything because I got lucky. I got lucky with having somebody that really fucks with me, and
yeah, man,
you know what I'm saying, and it ain't about no money.
How long y'all been together?
Shit, I met her in like the fourth grade.
Yeah, it goes back some.
Yeah, I met her in like the fourth grade. We was off and on.
Yeah, like
a happy ending.
Yeah,
real talk. That's
we went to two different high schools after going to the same middle school and the elementary school. So like,
was that different? Like
the first year?
Yeah,
I went crazy. I mean, because it was like. Like, we wasn't always on, but no matter what, like, when I lost my virginity in eighth grade, she was pissed off about that. Yeah. Even when we wasn't together, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like we was. So, when she went to Butler, you know, she had a little nigga she talked to, and I went crazy at Western. But, like, sophomore year, when she came and everybody started trying to fuck her and shit.
Yeah. See, I can't, y'all
been together
y'all
since 08.
Y'all been to, hold on, so y'all went to the same high school together after the first?
Yeah, after ninth grade, she got kicked out of Butler.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking down the hallway like I'm the shit, and I'm like, damn, what?
Yeah.
Then, like, niggas start trying to hit her, and she was talking to some nigga on the basketball team, and all my player shit went out the window. I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So we got together 08, like, got together and said we're going to be together, and we've been together since 08. We've been married 7 years this year. You know what I'm saying? But she let me appreciate it. She let me, like, I wasn't single my whole 20s, so everything I ever did has been on her. You know, all my growing up, all the women, all the, you feel me? But I always gave a place. I always made sure she had a place to live, your bills paid, you know,
real
shit
man,
like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas be out here just cheating, ain't paying no bills, ain't helping on nothing, ain't,
I can't
fix the car. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just had somebody gave me grace enough to grow up and be like, damn, I know you're a good dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just had to come to the realization, like, shit, I ain't trying to be 40. Like, damn, I'm sure to miss my baby mama. Like, she was a good woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. She was a good woman, man. I can identify for sure. Like,
you feel me?
My baby mama, I got two kids. And, and she's exactly like what you explained, man. All the dirt bag, sleaze ball things I did, she done been right there. So that's somebody I love to death. Like, I say I'm single.
Yeah.
But my baby mama's always there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I identify with that for sure.
And they say a person always got a, like, you got soul ties to one person. Like, you might be single, but you can, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always some person's got some type of access or, you know what I mean, to that person. And yeah. I agree with that.
I agree.
And I didn't want that. Like, I worked with OGs, and they like, man, I love what you got going on, man. Listen, my first baby mama, listen, she did everything for me. When my mama died, I moved in with her and her mama.
Uh-huh.
And I still, you know, I just didn't want to look back on it. Then, like you saying, had kids, like, I was one of them kids that had to go over their daddies on the weekend. I didn't fuck with that. Like, even though it was cool,
right?
You know, but growing up as becoming a man, it's like, you're torn. Like, you have... And I had a good stepdaddy, too, that was like my dad. I call him dad to this day. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like just the role of becoming a young man. Like, you know, you could try to play in between. And, like, I want my kids to come to one place on Christmas and shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get so much flack from my parents sometimes. Like, you coming over here? You coming over here? You coming over here? Like, fuck no. Like, damn.
My brother went in the middle school. He had to go to three different... He went over to his friend's house for Thanksgiving, and he went to his mom's, his dad, and his like granny. I'm like, damn, that's a spread some shit then, ain't it?
Yeah.
Three different Thanksgivings. So I'm going to ask y'all this. I'm going to give y'all a scenario. So y'all caught in the middle of some bullshit for real. So you got your nigga and your nigga. You got nigga A and you got nigga B. Nigga A, they don't know each other. They ain't got no ties, no loyalty to each other, but they got a friend in the common. That friend is you. So nigga A is fucking nigga B's bitch. And nigga A tells you, say, yeah, man, I got this little freak on the line. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, yeah. But this ain't nothing norm. It's like, this ain't nothing out of the norm because y'all share sex stories and smut stories all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this girl on the line. Whoop, whoop, whoop. She's doing this. I had a, you know, whoop, whoop. Who is it? Boom. It's nigga B's bitch.
Fuck, nigga
B. Yeah, so what do you do in that situation?
What are you doing?
I mean, shit, you don't do anything.
You don't?
I think more people need to mind their fucking business.
Right.
Like, I mean, we all together.
I'm going to keep it a G. I'm going to feel so weak for not, but I'm not going to say
nothing. Yeah, because it's like...
But I'm going to feel weak, though.
It's okay.
Cause I'm going to want to just because it's nigga. Yeah. I'm gonna be in nigga A, but it depends on who you know more.
Yeah.
Kind of like where your loyalty really at. Like,
it's not even that. It's like, cool. We all three could be like brothers. I think the most I would do, like, you know... With the nigga that's fucking the nigga's chick, like, bro, listen, that's our homie, bro. Like, you need to say something, bro.
Yeah.
You need to cut that off or say something or something, bro. I ain't gonna say nothing, but I'm like, bro, you know, because, I mean, that's a form of ratting, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my loyalty lies with both of y'all. So,
right.
What type of man would I be to be like, man, I can't fuck with you. Like, man, you fucking this nigga. But I'm not gonna say that if I'm not gonna tell him. If I'm not gonna tell him, I'm not gonna be like, nigga, you wrong, nigga. Like,
bro.
But the most I would say is like, hey, bro, like, come on now, like, come on, this is getting dangerous.
Now, did you say that? Do nigga B know nigga A? That's his girl. Like, does he know?
Nah, they don't. He don't know now.
Oh, well, that's really
we good.
Now, if you the only nigga that know,
yeah,
it's kind of weird because how the fuck
weird,
you know?
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Now the energy's off.
You ain't even fucking us, but you know.
Yeah, bro. Like, so I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
that ain't telling, though. That's like, hey, man, don't you know that song? He fuck up, too?
Yeah, bro.
And then if he act, you know what I'm saying, then that's when shit's a little weird.
And I'm going to tell you where people lose logic.
Yeah.
They lose logic with time. So that's like females. How long you been fucking her?
Yeah.
You know? How long you knew about this, bro?
That part.
You know what I'm saying? How long you been? Time is a bad motherfucker.
But wouldn't you feel like a douchebag, though? Like, so eventually the chick comes clean and, yeah, your nigga Brandon knew about it all along. You never said nothing. Wouldn't that put you in the snake box?
I'd have been like, bitch, how you... The female said that?
Yeah.
Bitch, how you know I knew? I ain't never even talked to you about it. If I ain't gonna argue with my niggas over, I'm definitely not about to argue with the shorty. Like, bitch, you know fucking her. You know what I'm saying? You know you been fucking. You know they friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I tell you what some smut shit is to not tell your niggas that they fucking with sluts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas don't care. I'd rather my nigga tell me, like, hey, bro, I don't care. I like her.
Yeah. Hold on, I got one for you then. What if your nigga's messing with a slut? you know, she know, we know, we all know.
Yeah.
And the slut gives something to you, like she do something for you.
And what you mean?
What like, you, like if she give you head or something, and now
why they
like,
together?
Yeah. Ah. But you know, we all know she's a slut.
Right.
And you hold
right.
me accountable.
Right. Yeah. Like this is the jump off.
Yeah, yeah. And you hold me accountable like I'm just some
believe
type
it or not, bro. I've been in that situation.
I've been in there.
I've been in there too.
Advice come from experience.
Yeah, yeah. Real talk.
It do. I was fucking with this little shorty, but it was everybody's little shorty. And it was like ninth grade. Like I can name at least four niggas right now that's the reason why I fucked with her, because I knew two of them was like, yes. My nigga, she's gonna be a great time. Yeah. You feel me?
Good report.
But it was like
the fourth grade.
Nah, this I'm talking about. I'm like the
freaky fourth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm talking about. This is ninth grade, but she was. I can name four niggas that she was fucking with.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, two of them is the reason why I was like, oh shit, like for real, man. Listen, if you talk to her, yeah, I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. You feel me? But about a fourth, fifth nigga,
uh-huh.
he love her.
Mm. And that's nobody's fault.
Yeah, you know.
We can't do nothing about that.
She got mad at me because I let him know, like, hey, bro, I can see you really like her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, dog, I just want to let you know, everybody you be shaking hands with done fucked with her, basically. You
it's
feel
always
me?
The nigga out that group.
And he was like, cool, yeah. You know, like, I appreciate you telling me that. I get a call tonight, like, why the fuck you telling my business? Like, hey, I was just warning the community about the community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, that bitch got about 5-6 kids right now, and I just knew
yeah,
it.
She should.
Do I know her?
It fits the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask you this, though, while we on the subject, like, what's the most amount of kids, like, that you'd, like, be stepdad to or be, like, what's the...
It's really not. If you love a person, there ain't really no amount. But
yeah,
absurd amount of kids would probably be like 6.
Damn. So you said 5 is cool? You said the 5.
I mean, if I love it, it's whatever. Yeah. But yeah, 6, 5, any of that. Really, I'm... Nah, it's the baby daddies. It ain't really the kids.
Yeah.
It's the baby daddy. You got 6.
But
you
I ain't
got
gonna
5
lie.
Kids, 4 baby daddies.
Shorties with them babies be the most phenomenal bitches.
Mm-hmm.
They got to keep the snacks.
The good mothers. It's some bad
good
ones.
Mama, you know, a good one going to keep the house clean. You ain't going to know she got 5 in there. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the woman, I think, because a lot of them be bad. Like, that's why niggas ain't pulling out.
You know why? Bro. You know why I told you. My producer off camera asked us how do niggas be the 5th and 6th baby daddy. I was shooting for that 5th. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was shooting for that 5th baby. Boy.
Hey,
he's trying to be the
5th. Oh, God. I wasn't trying to.
I believe him because he always says it. It ain't just like no one time he said it.
Bro, I was a wow. But I'm going to say this. I know I'll be giving gems on the podcast. So you meet a little shorty, whatever. And the first time you go into our house, if our kids are friendly, she's a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
If my kids ain't scared of you, like...
I can agree with that.
That's good.
If my kids... I'm running up to you. Hey! No, I'm trying to climb on you and shit.
What he say? Don't be like a menace. let me get a dollar. I'll leave you alone. Nigga, put out a knot.
If she running the kids... I'm a one. I hit the door. And I guess she thought I was some... Ran straight to me. I'm like, I'm not him. Whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's my first time here. I'm like, she got niggas running in and out of here.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's a turn off, man. But I ain't going to lie, man. A lot of stuff we can't down these hoes on because we love hoes.
I'm telling
you. You meet a hoe
they
out.
Love players.
Yeah, they do. They love real play-ass niggas. But that's another thing about like the D-boys and shit like that. Real player niggas that ain't got the biggest bag. They just real just player niggas. You know, they get their bread. They do good for themselves. They the ones that get all the pussy.
Amen.
I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? The D-boys, you know what I'm saying? She might have a great house and a great little spot she live at. You know what I'm saying? Nigga paying all the bills. This nigga on dope, too, at lightweight, you know. Or this nigga, you know, he ain't fucking her like a real G.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these niggas, man, and a lot of these women... Don't be happy, bro.
No.
I'm going to tell you why these bitches be fucked up. Remember we said we don't like the women that they ain't got their own identity, to be on the period and the like, even toxic. 10 years ago, we wasn't talking about motherfuckers was toxic and all that.
Yeah, like, that's cute now.
When you got these bitches that you feel like, man, this bitch is out of line or this female's out of line or I don't see how they, they ain't getting dicked. Yeah. They ain't getting that, you know what I'm saying, where you can say some shit to them and they listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bitch, I don't like you doing that. I don't like your friends. Just to keep it real, all of them broke, all of them this and that. The average female would be like, no, that's my whoop-de-whoop. Ain't never listen. Like, you know what? You right. I need to get back in school. You know, get, you know, I need to get my life together. Up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's another thing. If you ain't cleaning your house, you ain't, it's your mental. It's, yeah. Let's keep it real. Like, sometimes I'll be like, wifey, I'm like, why the fuck it's 9 o'clock at night? I smell bleach and Fabuloso. You feel me? But she can't lay down in a dirty house.
No.
That's real.
You know what
right
I'm saying?
There.
So it's like, yeah. Even she was like that before we was, because she always say I had to learn how to be the man she wanted. She wanted me to be, and she had to learn how to be the woman I wanted her to be. Mm. No matter what, she cleaning the house. You gonna smell some food. You gonna like some, being submissive ain't like women think it is. That's why you know these women ain't having no good guidance, because at the end of the day, a nigga that you being submissive to is just trying to guide you. You feel me? With the knowledge and shit,
I don't know. Some niggas will lead you right off a goddamn cliff.
Hell yeah, sure. Hell yeah. And some women are better leaders. You know what I'm saying? Like Bruh said, he said that his chick always made sure, you know what I'm saying, with his business and shit like that, made him ask him why. My nigga Chris Mills, he said on here, he said, man, my girl, I'm getting up to go to GE. My girl's is, he said, his woman's like, I can't believe you going. You really going in?
Right. Get your own business.
You know what I'm saying? Get your own. You need to, because, you know, he was a hustler. He had his own mind frame and nothing to do with the streets. So it's like, your woman can be your downfall too, because you got a woman at the house that could be like, I want the bags, I want the trips, I want the. And so a nigga, an average nigga, like, nigga, fuck this job, where the pack?
Bro, a lot of people pick that pack up, pick them.
Pushing right off the cliff.
Take it, fork in the road because of women, bro. Some, yeah, you know, man, just to.
Get that bag.
To pursue the women. But I'm going to ask you this, though. Do you make a lot of, like, love songs and, you know, like R&B? Like, do you make a. I'm gonna touch back into your music for a little bit.
Yeah. When I usually get in that genre, that bag, when I work with Cody Metro. He's a producer. He's a phenomenal producer. Shout out Cody Metro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. But we usually cook up beats from scratch, and we done made some slappers, but yeah, he gets me in my emotional bag when I work with him. But I don't make a lot of those unless I'm working with him.
That's a bet. So do you ever try the mushrooms? You got a mushroom story for us?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie.
We both did them.
We were scared too.
Yeah, we was
terrified. I should have
did them with y'all.
Huh? I should have did them with y'all.
Yeah, though, man. We should have took a little shroom. We took a little
bro,
bit.
You should have. I ain't gonna lie, bro. He took some and he was like, all right, I'm going. Like, he put him on some tacos. He asked me for about what? 2 days. Yep.
Yeah.
He asked me for about tacos, 2 days. Bro. And like, me and my girl finally was like, fuck it, we gonna do it, because like I'm just laying back chilling in the bed, you know, just kicking it. And I get a text like, you try those yet?
You doing wrong.
Like, they was kind of intense. And I did them wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, man. I can't go back to the pod next week without doing them. I gotta do them. So like the next day, I'm thinking about it, and she's like, well, come on, let's just split them. I'm like, I don't think it's enough. And that's another thing. I think that's why it wasn't too intense and why I would try it again, because we both took them raw and just drunk and drunk something. When I tell you, bro, when it kicked in strong. Mm. And we talked about everything.
Yeah, giggle and shit too?
Yes, but we was talking about everything. She was like, I'm not trying to. And my wife is quiet. Like, even when you having a conversation with her, it's real cordial. She's going to listen to you. It's a vibe. But when she was on the shrooms, it was like, I just got to let you know you had me fucked up. You know, and I'm not trying to start nothing. And I don't want to. I felt like crying, bro. Like, my emotions kicked in. Like, aww. I never wanted to hurt you.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, this is 10 years. We talking about 10 years ago. I'm like,
ah, damn.
I'm that's like, the I never bag wanted, you was in.
You know?
Yeah.
And like Cheech said they went to go see Larry June. They was off the shrooms. And he said his homie started crying. Really? This shit's so amazing, dog. This shit's amazing. The music is so. You feel me? So he
if
told me that
see
we
Nas,
might,
I'm going to cry.
You think? No, man, no. Come on, bro. We got
sober.
You gotta come to the Lovers and Friends Festival, bro. You got to get in that, bro.
So let me ask you this, Chief. So who's your top five like local artists? Like, who's your all time just your favorite list, whoever you wanna put on there, who you like
top five from her? Okay, so I'm gonna go Metro. Cudi and Metro, the one I was talking about. He make music too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with him for sure. Who else can I think of right now, man? Let me think. That's all I can think about right now. Let me say.
He's drawing a blank.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank, man, because five people, man. I don't even fuck with five people.
Yeah.
But nah. Yeah, but yeah.
It's honest.
Cause I could just name homies, but you know, people always just name their homies and be like, yeah. Man, I really listen. So yeah, Metro for sure, that's one. And then G, he's from here. So I mean, he's kind of falling on the deaf ear with me because he's just always doing the same thing. But he, you know what I'm saying? Pioneer, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
what about Study? You know Study?
Study. That sounds familiar.
He be with
I think he's been in the inbox too.
Yeah,
he
did. He been talking to us. He fuck with the Gordon cat. They be making the beats, little black
Cash nigga. Gordon?
Yeah, Cash Gordon. Mm-hmm. He be fucking with him.
Have you heard of, what's his name, Darwin down in Lexington? Was it 408 Darwin or 804 Darwin? Mm-mm. He kind of went viral. He was rapping on top of a school bus down in Lexington.
I think I seen that video, though.
Yeah.
What do you think about the dude, Bats, well, Four Bats?
Cold. Yeah, he's cold.
He been doing the videos and it don't look like him that's singing, but it is.
Bro,
8 a.m.
That's him, bro.
That when shit's amazing.
I seen that shit yesterday. I said, bro, he got to be trolling because, yeah. Like,
you know, he was just on FaceTime with Kanye. He's ready to co-sign him and shit.
He's from here?
Nah, I just found it really like I found all my music on like. On like Instagram sponsors.
That's him,
and shit.
I thought he was trolling.
But I think he got an amazing producer because the pitch changes through the song.
Yeah.
And like at the end, it gets real deep. So I think he probably like got that Brent Faiyaz type of style, but the producer makes it extra spicy. Because if he's really singing like that, I told him, little nigga in the barbershop, I was like, man, he's the next. He's like, nah, ain't nobody trying to hear him. I'm like, listen, bro. Niggas love them artists, bro. Mm. Niggas love them type of artists that don't sound like nobody else. No matter what, you know,
going
what I'm saying?
Up on a Tuesday,
you feel me? But people don't understand. Like he had a nice run.
He did.
Like his first album, I Love McConnell, had hits on it.
He did.
I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my land no more. You feel me? But what we got to get out of is sexualizing everybody. Like, why do y'all thought this motherfucker was a thug and was the next Chief Keef? Like, he was a weird nigga. Like, you gotta
let him be
like,
weird.
They don't do that with the white artists, though. I'm gonna keep it real. Elton John could do whatever the fuck he wanted, and he's a full blown gay guy.
And when they get 30, they don't call him old.
You know what I'm saying? Hell no. They still at the Grammys and still at the come on now.
They be touring to the day he die.
Well, what's the rap sabi? What's that? Damn, you gotta fight, dude, for your right. Like, that dude was gay as hell, but he would till he died. It's a movie called Rapsabi.
Ain't heard that one.
Damn, me neither.
It's a group, bro. It's a famous rock group. But like, even with the dresses and shit, like, I know that you feel me. We black. We gotta do something different. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, how many people done dressed as women? And it, like, White Chicks was a classic. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It was a classic. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't doing no real homo shit.
Like, they always putting some gay shit on black men, bro.
Man, I mean.
Missing Doubtfire was one of my favorite movies.
Come on, man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant back in the 90s. He didn't look like he was pregnant. Like, they always. And tag, I don't know why it's so exclusive to black men. I don't get it.
I think, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think like I think the Illuminati shit is real, but I think it's some shit that we can't be a part of as black people. Men. And then I think when we throw it on like Jay-Z and shit and all them people, it's a way to say that we ain't good enough to make it without being a sellout in the
right.
Now
right.
Diddy's a whole nother story.
You believe in Illuminati?
I believe that it's like he said, like if it's a secret society, why would we know?
Yeah.
You know
right.
What I'm saying? So yeah, I believe in it, but I just believe we don't know what we think we know.
At all. Mm. Like, why would they have
it's deep.
I mean, like people like Kanye, bro, like Kanye speaks out on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't be a part of an elite society that don't speak on what they do.
Right.
You feel me? Like, let's keep it real. Like, I don't give a fuck who y'all see around. Now, I do think that even though we have predators in our neighborhoods and motherfuckers that's not rich, I think rich motherfuckers are predators. to an extent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you're a predator by nature, you're going to be a predator when it comes to business. Like, you want this deal? Let me, you know, whether it's a man or a woman. Yeah. But like I said, bro, I feel like if it's a, I mean, it's an Illuminati secret society shit, but nigga, they ain't no, got nothing to do with nothing that niggas got something to do with. No. Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, it keeps us oppressed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Thug said, you seen that interview when he was having a meeting with the label, and it was like, he was like, we done all them songs, like the gangster songs, the hit them up songs. He's like, we done did all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing something different. Dude was like, that's not why we pay y'all. Like, that's not what's, yeah, we want you to do what we want you to do. And Thug's like, we did it though. We did it. I gave y'all 5 mixtapes of slime sliding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was really laying niggas out.
You know what I'm saying?
And in the dress. And then he didn't let them nod it. So I'm going to ask you this. Like, when did you first, like a fan, like, came up to you, like, when you first, like, you realized you had fans? Like, what was that like when you first?
Actually, like, I'm a, like, one of the people, I tell you my real name if I tell you my rap name.
Yeah.
So, like, I also walk around, like, as I, that's when I realized that I got to at least go outside casual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people walking up to me like, you, and I'm big card, big shorts, you know, trapped out, low key, thinking I'm low.
Right.
They walking up on me at the gas pump.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not presentable.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting that shit too. Like, I had some games to referee, bro. Like, after the game, a nigga pulled up like the pod, like, oh, this is you. I said, yeah, this is me. Like,
yeah.
And I snapped it up with the team and shit. Like, I got like 20 followers from Trinity High School. Like, seriously, he's in my inbox to do, hey man, let me get on the pod up.
Yeah.
You can come on here, bro. It's all beautiful. Good, man. He's a freshman class of 27, so he's a freshman then, but he's cool, bro.
That's the key though.
Yeah.
I think doing anything with being an influence, you know what I'm saying, is that encounter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's everything to somebody. Like, somebody coming up on you, you think you just, like you said, being low and you regular, but you show them love and you know what I'm saying? They get your real name and shit like that. Like, I got this story about when I went to Newburgh in the sixth grade, I had to move with my daddy. Mm. And I always tell this story. Like, my sister can tell y'all this story. It was when Hotel first came out with Cassidy and but I didn't know who the dude looked like. So this is at Newburgh Boys and Girls Club, bro. And I was depressed that year because I was living in Newburgh and all my friends was downtown. It ain't even nothing against Newburgh because I started out in Norfolk. So when they was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we don't fuck with Newburgh. I'm thinking like, damn, like that's around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So I started in Norfolk and, you know what I'm saying? I went to Newburgh and then we moved on Red Oak. So all of us Newburgh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in the Boys and Girls Club. And this motherfucking tour bus pulls up. And I'm sitting in the gym. Everybody's playing basketball and stuff. They tell everybody to sit down. This motherfucker Cassidy come in a mink coat. On God. On everything I love. He got a mink coat on. He got the full surface chain. He's sagging super hard. He just grabs the ball. He shoots it. He takes off his mink. Take a couple more shots. This light-skinned dude came. He was like, hey, little man, you want to help me with these boxes? I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I swear on everything I love, this is true.
Yeah.
So I walks out with him, and I gets on the tour bus. The first time I ever smelled some gas.
Yeah.
Now, my stepmama, she used to smoke bud all the time, and I was like, oh, it's weed, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But that time, sixth grade, I'm like, I know what weed smell like, but this was gas. I still got it in my head. And Madden was on the screen, and I took a box, took it off, put it in this room where we do study hall at.
Yeah.
Went back, got another box, put it in there. He was like, thank you, man. I'm gonna make sure you can meet Cass. I'm like, who the fuck is Cass?
Yeah,
like,
right.
So he came and he's like, what's up, little man? You know, shook my hand. He was like, sit down with me. Everybody from the camp, they didn't know what was going on. It was like, how he get to sit in here? Uh-huh. But I'm sitting right next to him. His chain's knocking against the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, he's signing autograph. He had like a disc with like the demos. He had the song. Then he had like a instrumental of it.
Yeah.
And he's just signing them and giving them out. He put his chain on my neck and everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the interaction from that, that's what made me want to rap. I'm like, damn, he was so cool. He was so down to earth. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that shit was amazing to me, bro. Like, I hate artists to be like, ah, nah, I ain't. Of course, you can't shake everybody's hand and do all that, but sit down and be like, damn, and be like, here, let me interact with you real quick, bro. That's, you know what I mean? That was everything to me, bro. That's why I always root for Cass, bro.
Yeah, people be in, they be in rapper mode, like super cool.
Yeah, like
even on stuff like this, from. Like on the pod, like, I could come up here and just be like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? That's not it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta show your personality, who you are.
Definitely. You know, and that's what's gonna make people love you. Like,
have you ever been starstruck, like, by a rapper? Or like,
not yet, but I wouldn't say that I wouldn't be. I'll probably have been starstruck by like somebody like Nipsey or something. But
R.I.P. Nip, man.
Yeah. R.I.P. Nip, man. It's crazy.
You got the marathon on, man. The marathon continues.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, fuck with the marathon. Yes, sir. Yeah,
I didn't even see that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about the impact that he had in such a short time? Like, because a lot of people, like, because 2010, I was graduating high school. 2009, 2010, that's when I first, he was on that freshman cover.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people didn't really fuck with Nip, but
I did.
I was already like listening to West Coast artists. Yeah. YG used to be one of my favorite niggas. I don't know why, but he was just so cold, like, to me. You know what I'm saying? And that was Ty Dolla Sign on the hook. Like, I fucked with all of them, bro. So it's like the West Coast, like Dom Kennedy, like I fucked with all of them, bro. T-Fly.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't get on the Nip to that victory lap. Like, I was just late to him. Like, but that motherfucker was just, that Blue Laces motherfucker and double, you know what I mean? I still listen to that. That just puts me in a spotlight. And I just went back and listened to all this. Like, my niggas try to put me on, like, he's selling his mixtape for $100. I'm like, who is he to sell it?
Jay-Z bought the first.
Bought it out.
You know, bought it out. I ain't gonna lie, like, I always kind of like listen to him, but it wasn't like, man, y'all gotta listen to Nip. But I just, because I was a big Wiz fan. Wiz was, you know, 2010 and shit like that. But so, when he did Ocean Views, Small Circle, just the shows a few.
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga's on to some shit.
Just throwing up C's.
What's your favorite, what's your favorite Nipsey cut?
Oh, my favorite Nipsey? It had to be off of the marathon, the very first one. Key to the City.
Key to the City.
And then he got that one that, dun, 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 dun. I can't remember what that song is. Just Made It Out to the Bay. Keep doing our thing. But it was like, it was that, ooh, girl, you shot me like an electric eel. That song used to be on 2K.
Yeah.
I was like, he's cold.
That's one of my favorite songs ever, bro.
Come on.
You know, Frank Ocean did that too.
I didn't know that.
Frank Ocean did it like right after it happened. My favorite one's Overtime. Overtime, because I ain't have a mic. I was in the Chevy playing Savage
Life. That's off the Purple, motherfucker.
Yeah. Niggas thinking that I had it wrong.
Y'all ever been out there?
R.P. Nip, yep. I've been out there, man. It's a vibe, bro.
Did you go to the store when it was open?
It was closed.
Yeah, that's when we went to.
And it was barred up.
I think his impact in short time was some Pac shit, man.
It was. My nigga Sean went out there. He tried to put me on Nip. I'm like, where the hell you at? Like, he FaceTimed me like, I'm in the Nip store. Woody, woo, woo. This motherfucker's in the hood. You know, I'm like, damn. Yeah,
definitely was.
Yeah, I fuck with Nip. So but do you think he was loyal to the hood, to the default, to his demise?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's just an impactful person. And he's just going to be there. He was going to forever be there.
Yeah.
Because he was just one of them ones. Very seldom you always get one of them ones. And Nip was one of them ones.
And he's speaking for us, too. He was speaking for the up-and-coming thinkers. But I'm going to tell you, like, Pac had the blueprint on how to crash out with this rap shit. You cannot. I'm just keeping it real though. I love Pac. Like even when Teddy be talking about Pac and saying that Pac wasn't the greatest rapper like everybody think he is. Like Pac, no matter what, fuck rap, Pac would have been. We'd have knew who Pac was.
Yeah.
And for a nigga to do all of that shit in this much time and leave it behind.
He was 25, wasn't he?
Yep, when he died. But let's keep it real though. Being on the fence.
I watched that movie yesterday.
It's not going with the Tupac.
On the fence or what?
Just being on the fence of the streets and rap. Streets and trying to be not street. You feel me? Yeah. Like Nip was bringing everybody together. They said the crime rate went down from the Crips and Bloods. Absolutely. Everything was major. Bruh's damn near a billionaire. He's doing his thing. He's independent and he's industry. He got the streets and the industry. And you see a rat and you tell him, nigga, you's a rat. You ain't supposed to be around here, nigga. Like, you a, bro, like, that got you killed.
Got you killed.
You know what I'm saying?
That
got
standing
you
on business.
Yeah, like, he's like, nigga, you's a rat. You ain't supposed to be around here. You ain't got no security. You on the block. You know, this nigga's like, shit, this is an easy kill, and I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm broke. I ain't nobody. Nobody knows me.
Yeah.
I'm forever known now. You know what I'm saying? Let's go all the way back to Pac. Nigga walk up on Pac. Pac drinking his shit. You know, Pac's a hothead, too. Pac ain't no bitch. Mm-hmm. Pac got off on police.
Yeah.
Fuck with all these rapping niggas, man. Pac got off on police and beat it.
Yeah.
He did.
You feel me? You got a hothead nigga that's in the industry. Two, three times he's in the movies, he's in rap, he's, you know, he pucks everything. But hey, that's the boy that snatched that Death Row chain. Word, what's up? You feel me? You get your ass smoked.
But don't you gotta like
smoke.
Dolph? Hold on, Dolph. You know you got beef in the city.
Why you know getting cookies, Kev?
You in the city getting cookies?
Yeah. Why you get cookies
in a camouflage Lamborghini?
You ain't send nobody. To
and
get
then the chick, but he said it though. Whoop whoop, $200,000 car don't even belong in this area. He said that on the track.
For real.
Everybody know who you are, bro.
Right. You come. I'm coming
you
in.
You ain't gotta be
Nino
Brown.
Real talk.
You ain't gotta
man.
Come.
Bulletproof.
Somebody gonna say he was giving out turkeys. Key Glock, give out all the turkeys.
Man, my nephew, they ain't got no money. Here's $500, nigga. Go get me. Here's $100. Go up the store and give me some goddamn cookies, man.
Let's keep it real. PME Rock.
So do you okay, hold on. So do you think that at Jook getting got something to do with the Dolph shit?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I think it all do. Because when it's street shit, it's street shit. You can't get around it. Like the Pac shit, at the end of the day, however much they was trying to say, Illuminati and all, it was street shit. Pure street shit. You jumped on that boy, and them niggas came and got you because they already had money on your head. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest gangster, like we say, Thug, we can say what y'all want. It's Diddy. Diddy got everybody spanked.
The Diddler.
And he's just, you feel me? Like, mafia style. Like, nigga Don Dada. But it don't work being on the fence, bro. Just don't. Soldier Slim got killed in his mama's yard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's, R.I.P. Soldier Slim.
You know what I'm saying? PNB
R.I.P.
Rock.
Juice World. Y'all you want to?
I do, but like I said, all these deaths make me mad because you took all the perks.
I think it was on a 60.
60?
He 60. Popped all of them because they was.
In the documentary, you did a 60.
Come on, bro.
He was a different animal.
You telling me the cops is out there?
They say he started doing it because of Future. Like he started, Reggie started messing with Perks because of Future.
Probably, but then Future came out and was like, I don't even do that.
That's my thing. Like, even Future's music, like, I love Future, but at the end of the day, like, putting him as, like, the top Atlanta nigga ever, like, or this generation, like, I give it to him on influence.
Influential, yeah.
Influence, yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like, what is niggas really saying? Like, Wayne is one of the greatest niggas ever. The nigga did the best mixtapes ever. Right. But he didn't really start speaking to us until he got a chance to get our attention on the Carter 3. He's like, cool, I got them now. I've been supposed to drop the Carter 3 for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do some.
With the Carter 4, wasn't it?
The 3. That's when he had, please don't shoot me down. He was political. He was talking about the government. He was, you know what I'm saying? But before that, he just elevated rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the errors you get of rap. The nigga Teddy said it on Facebook. Like, he was like, man, Pac ain't who, you know, I love Pac, but he wasn't no. Pac was the Wayne of that time. Niggas wasn't rapping like that.
Yeah.
He was, you know, at all. But then you get niggas that elevated over time, elevate rap. Wayne elevated rap, made niggas really rap. Like, nigga, fuck that little swag shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you better not drop a swag song. He gonna take it.
Yeah.
So was Wayne, like, an influence in your...
My life? Everybody's. Everybody. It's Powerade, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it goes with the aesthetic.
Yeah.
But for sure, Wayne, if you lying if you say he wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's any generation. Even now, you know Lil Wayne, so.
He's still Wayne.
Goat, man.
And that's another thing that we do as black people, too. Like, we don't hold our people to the Hall of Fame shit. Like, when I be like GOAT, people are like, man, you
where's the rap Hall
always
of
saying somebody a GOAT. I'm like, man, it's a GOAT for every situation with this shit. Like, and then when niggas come out, like, you hear a Wayne track now, he need to hang it up. Like, man, Wayne can do what he want. He got a billion bars that you can scuffle from to say that he's the GOAT. Like, if Webby drop a track right now, let's keep it real. Don't nobody want to hear that shit, but at the end of the day, let him do what he want. If he want to drop a track, shit. Yeah, man, listen to it or don't, because let Elvis still be alive. Mm-hmm. Elvis can drop something right now, and they'll be like, he's the greatest. I told you, baby.
Yeah.
So if you could do a song with anybody from the dead, if you had to bring back from the dead, who would it be? Like, if you could.
If I could bring back somebody from the Nipsey.
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 Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Who would you bring back?
I don't know. Give me, my mama love Prince. If I can get her something on some Prince, she'll fucking die. Like, when Prince died, I called her, like.
That's going platinum.
Yeah.
I called her, I'm like, you okay? And she was, she was in the work closet, just bathroom or whatever she was. She said she took somewhere and just boohooing, like, she loved Prince. Like,
that's hard, man. I don't know who I would bring back, because I loved a lot of, as soon as I start liking the motherfucker, they die. Pop Smoke was the littest nigga around.
I fuck with Pop Smoke.
It was like that for me for a minute, man.
Pop, as soon as you start liking niggas, they just, I'll be like, fuck. Like,
nah, I fuck with Pop Smoke.
Dolph and Nip was like Pop when they died. Like, yeah. I like really sitting down and like, they just really hit.
Yeah.
They just really hit.
You felt like you lost a family member. Like,
you feel me? Like, what?
Nah.
That shit was so weird.
Take
dog.
It to L.A.
But so what's your top goal, like, with this music shit, bro? Like, what's your end goal with it? Like, you know.
I just want to be able to, you know, things I pray for is, like, stability. So I just want to be able to get my art out there and, you know what I'm saying, people hear me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I got good music. I know I'm cold.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just say I'm the best in the world. But, you know, I got a good sound. I don't want to be on, like, a Lil Wayne level because too much money, they're going to come take a look at you. You know what I'm saying? They come knocking at your door.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with the Starlito Lane. I'm cool with the Nipsey's and the, you know what I'm saying, that you know that they got it. But they ain't there. Like the Boosie's. And
right.
I'm going to build a mansion, put a crib over for my kids.
Shout out to Boosie.
Ain't nobody looking at me, though. That's what I want. That's my end goal. And just to entertain, because I like doing more than just music. I just like being an entertainer, just doing things. Like
the key you said, though, is Lito. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have even see Lito on Instagram Live. Like, like the last shit he dropped, like, I dropped a tear to it, bro, because I'm like, damn, it's like literally like, he's so good that, you know, like, your core fit, like Rod Wave. Rod Wave did something different. His core friends probably wouldn't like it, or they probably would, but it's like Lito got the same sound, but it's like catching up with your friend.
Yeah.
So it was like, damn, when he's going through writer's block and all that shit, like, because of Dolph died and shit, it's like, damn, bros. Yeah. I feel like the whole world kind of like went on a hiatus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but then you got niggas like Don Tripp should get some type of award, because this motherfucker. Him and Currency, though. Currency don't I stop dropping these.
Currency
drops a mixtape every month, whether you like it or not.
He does.
Spitta been doing it for years. Like, I think Spitta.
Do your homework on that.
What'd you say?
Do your homework on that. He be dropping every motherfucking month. Like,
yeah, facts.
I ain't no Spitta.
For years, though.
Oh, really?
For years, bro. Like, bro had 12 mixtapes out when Gucci was doing it, when Gucci was dropping mixtapes every week and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. Currency got some. If you look up a Currency's catalog, that shit go from 2024 to fucking
2010.
Nah, hell no. Nah. You know, he was one of the first Young Money.
Yeah, he was. And very first artist.
And he was signed to motherfucking No Limit.
I didn't know he was signed to No Limit.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah, bro, he been through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why, to me, people can say what they want. Besides that era when we was young, that Tupac and Biggie, then 50 Cent, then all that great music when we was young, that's the greatest era to me right there. That 20, that 08, 09 Wiz Wave and Currency. You got so many cool rappers. yes, out of that.
Yeah, we did.
You know
everybody
what I'm saying?
Wanted a patch in their hair.
You know, everybody yeah, was did, just
camo.
Everybody was just yep. cool. It was a snapbacks. Cool time.
Yep, snapbacks.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
It was smart because it was like, you feel me, everybody didn't have the money. So you feel mm-hmm. me, that wave.
Yeah.
You Mac was able to Miller. Go get stuff.
You know, Mac
now
Miller.
These niggas in designer and drip all it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That shit was so different, but it was.
Kids in high school.
In high school, man.
Like when Wiz dropped that Mesmerize, I had never heard something like that.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? That cushion orange juice, I've never heard.
Kid Frankie.
Kid Frankie, you know what I'm saying?
Cabin Fever.
Still Blazing, Cabin Fever. Like, that, it was so cool. And that's what made me, like, when made me listen to niggas like Nipsey and Dom Kennedy and, you know what I'm saying?
I got to get like, hip on Dom Kennedy.
Dom Kennedy, but, nah, you know, he's an OG, though.
Yeah.
That's one of Nip's best friends. Like, if you want to listen to Dom Kennedy, you got to listen to the Yellow album. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to Get Home Safe. Like, he's a West Coaster. Like, he came up when Pac and them was, they OGs, you know what I'm saying, in Cali and shit like that. So, like, when Boosie started, like, going to prison and shit, like, that's when I changed my ear because it wasn't real. And I'm a sucker for gangster, real gangster. Mm. So, like, if you wasn't a real gangster, it really wasn't, like, cool to, like, listen to in my head. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but I found that I fit in more, like, even when I did music with that cool sound, like, you don't have to pretend with it, like, you can just be cool and just like when Tyler the Creator first came out, like, I thought that was the one of the greatest niggas ever, and a lot of people put Yonkers was crazy
work,
you know what I'm saying, like, he Earl Sweatshirt, you seen that video when they put all the drugs in a blender, and they was motherfucking, like, bleeding from their eyes and shit at the skate park. It was fake, but it was like, it was just
drugs in the blender.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tyler the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, all them niggas, you know.
Our Future.
Frank Ocean came with them and everything. Like, that's when I really, like, started to, like, listen to real music, bro. I felt like, that shit was just different. Like, even your boy The Weeknd, when The Weeknd really first dropped, was so weird, but it was so good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, It's different.
So I'm gonna ask you this, like, a couple of questions we like to answer everybody. So, who do you want to see on here? But you gotta be able to make that call to, like, hey man, you gotta make that text, our pluggers, you know what I mean? Who do you want to see on here next? Put me on the spot.
Timmy, one take Timmy.
Yeah, get him up for us.
Yeah, get him on here.
Okay, appreciate
that, bro.
And what do you want to ask me, B? You said, what's your top five shows ever? Top five shows ever.
Top five shows, like what? Like,
period. Shows, whatever.
TV show, TV shows? Series.
Yeah.
All right. Top five TV shows. Everybody Hates Chris.
Facts.
Number one. And then we're going to go two. Give me something like, just because I'm a nostalgic type of person. So, Martin. Mm-hmm. Give me that. And then we're going to go three. Come on, stay with me. Let me get X-Men, man. Let me get X-Men.
The original cartoon?
I'm a superhero geek. Yeah, I love superhero. Yeah. Let me get that. And then four, I'm going to go with Boondocks. Yeah.
Definitely.
Come on, stay with me. Five. For the last one, I'm going to go with, I don't know who I'm going with for the last one. Oh, no.
We come back, bro. That's dope. Yeah, everybody hates Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's on Disney Plus? The original X-Men, the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's what I've been watching lately.
Everybody hates Chris. Like superheroes? So underrated, man.
Y'all like superheroes?
I'm more of, not so much superhero. I love X-Men though. I'm an X-Men fanatic.
I love Batman.
Superheroes is cool.
Batman's my nigga.
What's your?
I guess Magneto.
Magneto.
Real little X-Men. I'm a
Mag.
Magneto, Wolverine. I don't know, Jean Grey. I don't think nobody can stop Jean Grey. If she can, she can do anything with her fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, the Professor X, you can do everything with your mind, but you can't move your legs.
Your mind, yeah,
you can do.
You make a girl get an orgasm in a chair, though.
Yeah, that's crazy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
My top five shows, I'm not going to go any order.
Yeah.
I'm going to go The Wire.
The Wire was good.
I'm going to go Breaking Bad.
Mm.
Breaking Bad was awesome.
I'm going to go King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Ooh. Where do I want to go with this? King of the Hill. I'm drawing a blank my goddamn self.
Yeah, it's hard to just go.
It is, man.
But so, we're on three.
Chappelle Show. The Chappelle Show. And I don't know. I guess I go with the Big and Lazy podcast. That's my favorite show.
Big and Lazy. That's a good save. Yeah.
Big and Lazy.
Hey, save right. What that film was, Big and Lazy. That's my fifth one, too.
There we go.
Big and Lazy. I appreciate that. I think I'm going to go Bernie Mac show.
I fuck with Bernie
Mac show is so awesome. It helps me with parenting. Also, I love Martin. But I think I'm going to have to go with Fresh Prince. I feel like Fresh Prince was funnier longer.
For sure.
After you took Gina, it was a wrap.
But for sure.
Even when Aunt Viv left, it was hilarious.
Right.
Man, I love The Corner.
If you watch The Corner, you got to go watch The Corner,
bro. It was about Jay's. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say The Wire because The Wire was a spinoff from The Corner.
Do you know the main dude in the Corner was in The Wire?
Yeah.
Yep. McCollum,
Yeah. I love The Corner. And it kept a nigga off drugs. You got to see junkies at a...
Yeah, at a young age.
What's that, three?
Yeah, it's three.
WWF. If we could say that. I was a big wrestling fan growing up.
I
used to love WWF, man. Stone Cold, The Rock, Undertaker, that whole era.
Who's your favorite wrestler then?
I'm going to say The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Your favorite wrestler?
Stone Cold.
Jeff Hardy.
Hardy's underrated.
Jeff Hardy's the shit. I'm either going to go with The Rock or I'm going with Goldberg.
Why?
Goldberg
went on a mean streak. He went on like a 50 something win streak. And when he lost, nigga, I almost cried.
Man.
But I was watching how the NWO ran the WCW to the ground.
That was weird.
Rise and fall to them, though.
That was super weird. That's a good Everybody was NWO. It was a super weird time. You know, but
then they gave Hulk Hogan credit control. Like, how you got the damn worker controlling the outcome of the matches? Like, they were just beating niggas up.
They was dominating
that. He was overrunning it. That's why.
Yeah.
I think my fifth. My fifth, another underrated show, I think, is The Parkers.
The Parkers.
That's a good one.
The Parkers was so funny, dog. Like, Kim was, she probably was the dumbest, funniest person ever, dog. Like,
I just want to knock Monique, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey.
Bruh.
Monique on three strikes, nigga.
I'm not gonna hold you.
Hey, I used to want Monique, dog. And the auntie on Friday.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Sugar. I used to just, I wish my uncle would give it a sugar.
Sugar.
Definitely, though.
I forgot Good Times. That's a good show. I forgot Good Times.
Good Times was good,
I love
man.
Good Times. Like,
but the mama used to piss me off.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro. She's a real villain. It's crazy.
She always trying to fucking fuck up a come up.
The fuck we in the
catacombs, man? God damn.
Morals and principles. So before we get out of here, I'm gonna ask you two more questions. Like,
yes,
where can they find you? Like, what you doing up? Like, what you got up next? Like, where was it? What's it going?
You can find me on Instagram, SWIXXLE_. YouTube, SWIXXLE. You know what I'm saying? I do vlogs. You know what I'm saying? Car content. Just all types of content. You know? You know what I'm saying? Not just music. So when you mess with me, you might see a little bit of everything. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, all at the same thing, SWIXXLE.
Okay,
and the podcast is Big and Lazy. So you gotta give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Something good to eat. Something good to eat.
You gotta turn us on now. We like to eat.
Oh, okay. Let me think what I'm saying. Something good to eat. What that jerk spot you be going to? What it is that they be making that jerk chicken? I mean that jerk Alfredo.
Alfredo?
Yeah, that jerk Alfredo.
Crazy. Oh God,
that jerk Alfredo.
What's it called?
Open Caribbean Kitchen. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out.
And then something lazy.
Where is this at? Papa Level. Open Caribbean Kitchen. I'm gonna Google that.
Mm-hmm.
How late they stay open? That's
like Jamaican food.
Yeah.
But before you say something good to watch, The Boondocks is probably my all-time favorite show.
Absolutely.
I think it's the Black Simpsons.
It is. And it's the culture. It's really the Black Simpsons. That was a good way to say it.
Like my little brother, he watches anime like super crazy. Like that's been his thing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cutting his hair one day and the kid was like, "You watch anime?" I was like, "No, I don't really watch anime." He was like, "Bro, you love the Boondocks. That's anime."
Right.
I was like, damn, I do watch anime.
Yeah. I mean, just to break it down, like stuff like that, like the nigga moments and everything, yes. To fully understand what they're talking about is genius.
Yes. Even the chicken sandwich shit,
yeah.
10 years before the chicken sandwich phenomenon shit came out, they had it on the Boondocks.
Donut burgers.
The Tyler Perry.
Damn, they had all this on the Boondocks?
Yes.
Boondocks.
Really?
It's yes. The Black Simpsons.
I remember they had R. Kelly. The nigga got issues.
Hey. That nigga Huey said, cut this.
They even
shit
had Usher.
Yes.
Singing
Usher
to a nigga's
bitches.
Girl.
Yes.
He did.
Taking that nigga's bitch. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I gotta go home and watch Boondocks.
Mr. Dubois got his girl stole.
Listen, that's the perfect thing to watch and get butter to and fall asleep. It's the greatest.
And well, it's like that, man.
There
it's,
you have it. Some lazy Boondocks.
Boondocks. There you go.
Gotta get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we thank you for coming, bro. Real talk, man. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's a good vibe.
You gotta come
man
back and holler at us when you got some dropping. You know, anytime, just holler at us, bro.
I appreciate that.
That's
just
it.
Like that.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.